Can you tell me about the Regulator of Medical Cannabis Bill? What are the aims of it?
Well, we know that medicinal cannabis has a range of therapeutic benefits. We know that some people, for example, who have nausea from chemotherapy get no relief from conventional drugs, but get very significant relief from medicinal cannabis. And that's true of other conditions as well, muscle spasms in multiple sclerosis, a range of other things. So the aim of the bill is to ensure that we treat medicinal cannabis like other medication, that it's available under prescription from a doctor. The bill would regulate commercial growers in the same way as we regulate poppy growers to produce opiates for other forms of pain relief. And so it effectively licenses commercial growers, and it ensures that doctors are able to prescribe it safely and know exactly what drug they're prescribing. There's good quality control through the accreditation process, and it effectively means that medicinal cannabis is treated like other medicines.
Why does it take the particular form it has? Is you're attempting to meet the international drug conventions?
The bill needs to satisfy our international drug obligations under international treaties, but there is an exemption for cannabis and opiates for medical and scientific purposes. So the legislation ensures that it's consistent with our international obligations. The problem, of course, with cannabis is because it's a natural product that can be grown and consumed in the raw version. It's unlike other drugs that are pharmaceutical preparations that are produced by a company under patent and in that sense are able to generate a profit. So the problem with the current regulatory framework is that for a drug to go to the TGA, it needs to be sponsored usually by a pharmaceutical company. The application process is very expensive. And then a patent is available so that the pharmaceutical company can get some protection and derive a profit from the research and investment they've put into the development of a particular drug. Well, the problem with medicinal cannabis is it's a natural product, can't patent it, it can be consumed in its raw form. And so drug companies are not coming forward to sponsor applications for the drug in its raw form. And that's why we need to have an alternative regulatory process.
Who will this apply to? One of the remarkable things about cannabis as a medicine is its broad range. It's probably the most broad-ranging medicine there is. Is it just going to be for terminally ill patients?
No, it certainly wouldn't be limited just to terminal conditions. We're talking about some conditions like childhood epilepsy, for which there's emerging evidence, conditions such as muscle spasms from multiple sclerosis, some nerve-related pain. And we've intentionally left this up to the regulator, the experts who would be made up of scientists, academics, doctors and so on, to make that decision. We don't think it's a decision for politicians to make, but ultimately the recommendations would be for a list of conditions, and then the ultimate discretion would be up to the prescriber to decide when to prescribe it and when not to.
How far is this advanced? You have had a Senate committee of cross-party membership. You've gone around taking submissions and you've just made this report which you tabled this week. What sort of more steps will be involved?
Well, the next step really is to bring the bill on for a vote. We've got to make a few small adjustments to the legislation. The Senate committee that looked at it, which supported that the bill be passed, or recommended that it be passed, have suggested just a few minor changes to ensure that it's consistent with our international obligations. We'll make those minor changes, and then we need to bring it on for a vote. And so far, the feedback from MPs on all sides has been positive. The next question really is whether the government will support the legislation when it comes for a vote. And really that's a decision for the government to make now.
And I suppose there is some feeling out there that this is just a stalling mechanism. What are your feelings about that? And there's also the question of people who are using medical cannabis now and think they should be able to use it now, and they really can't afford to wait because they do have serious and life-threatening illnesses?
Look, my view is that the sooner we do this, the better. I certainly don't intend for this to delay action. What I want to do is make sure that people who need the medicine get it in their hands as quickly as possible and know what they're getting, making sure that there's quality control, that they know the quality and purity of the drug is up to what we would expect for other drugs. I'm worried that the government, while they've indicated in principle support, that they might turn this into really just another extension of clinical trials, which I think are good and important, but shouldn't delay getting the medicine into the hands of those people for where we do know that the drug works. So my intention is to get this done as quickly as possible. I'm hoping that the government will allow a vote on it in the coming few months, and then we effectively establish the regulatory framework. We license growers, and we get moving on what is, I think, a very important reform.
Realistically, how long do you think that process would take?
Well, I think the bill there'll be the minor drafting changes, which we're going to get to now. I think the vote should be in the next couple of months. And then if the vote is successful, if the bill's passed, the next step would be to establish the actual regulator. That means bringing the body of experts together to develop the licensing framework. I mean, that's a matter of several months. So I'm hopeful by midway next year, that people, if the government was to support the legislation, and it's really up to the government now, as they've indicated in principle support, but word cheap, if they were to support the legislation in the next couple of months, there's no reason by, say, the middle of next year that doctors are able to prescribe this.